Hello and welcome to the SJ Chronicles. This is episode 170. It's coming up to 11:30 on Tuesday, the 27th of March, 2018. Hope you had a great day. My hermitage continued. I don't know if that's even the right word, but it's the word I've chosen to use. My hermitage continued today. Spent the day at home again, going hard at it on the computer. Still haven't shaved, still haven't been to the supermarket, but hey, it'll end definitely tomorrow though, for sure. Might even try and go to the gym tomorrow, but yeah, we'll see. Today, I did quite a bit more recruitment activity after a few days of a gap, partly because there seems to be this kind of rhythm occurring where you contact somebody, they don't reply, you remind them after a week, then they reply. So, you know, but what's definitely becoming the recurring theme of my recruitment outreaches is two things, really. One is because, you know, I've mentioned before that I'm focused on trying to get the right people, and by the right people I mean people that, I don't know, in essence seem like they're nice people, but a lot of people are nice people, but it goes deeper than that. You know, people that I think will are aligned with our vision and our culture, that it resonates with them, that they're excited about it, you know. But of course it means that you do narrow your pool, if you like, of people that you can choose from. And then, you know, one of the things that's definitely becoming apparent is this kind of challenge between people like who absolutely love the idea, but for various life reasons, you know, do not feel able to accept a position. And for sure, one of those biggest reasons is geography, and that's almost a given. You know, and most people, not everybody for sure, but most people, by the time they get to the state of being a boarded specialist, will often have some other kind of commitment in life. And certainly after they've been a boarded specialist for a while, they might have children as well. Children in school is a big factor that comes up often. But then there are other things too, right? And the thing is, because the sort of people I'm approaching, you know, and you're not going to them and saying, oh, I'm going to pay you, you know, 30% more than you're being paid at the moment or something. You're not, like, that's not the point. It's about the culture and so on. And those kind of people that are, you know, for sure, they're also the kind of people that might have other kinds of reasons why they wouldn't leave where they are currently. So for example, today somebody said, you know, that for her coming to the Ralph is an absolute no-brainer, partly because of me, because she knows me from before, and she's absolutely wonderful, and we used to get on really, really well, and we're very aligned in terms of our ethics and our compassion and so on. So she's kind of one of the people that I know from my past would just be absolutely a shining example of what we're trying to do at the Ralph. And, you know, the Ralph is actually closer to home for her than her current job. You know, so you'd say, well, on the face of it, it is a no-brainer, and that's what she said. But she's got obligations, or rather she feels obligated, to people that she's training, you know. And these are the kinds of people that I'm looking for, the people that are sort of selfless in that regard. Because in the face of it, you'd be like, well, sod those people, you know. This job's a no-brainer for you. But of course, that's not the point, and these are not the kind of people that we're looking for. So in some ways, it creates your own challenges, really, because, you know, she would love to come, because and I would love for her to come, but she's got this sense of loyalty to the people that she's training at the moment, and that's not something that's likely to end anytime soon. And, you know, and she's not alone in that. Other people, other reasons, you know. So yeah, it's really interesting, because I think this is for sure going to be one of the big things, is that there are, and my thesis has always been based around the fact that I believe that there are plentiful people, or at least there are some people who would be excited and inspired by the vision of what we're trying to do and would be very well aligned and all of that. The question is, you know, what are their individual circumstances and how can you make it work for them? And, you know, with my emphasis on trying to get the right people rather than just anybody, you know, I'm trying to be as imaginative and creative and flexible as I can be in terms of discussions that we're having and saying, well, look, as long as we are caring for the patients and we're caring for our people and we're caring for the pet carers and we're caring for the referrers, as long as everyone's comfortable with the solutions that we create, it doesn't matter how creative and flexible we need to be about those solutions. And who cares what anyone else does anywhere else, really? It's for us to decide what, you know, what we think works for us. You know, so I must admit, these conversations are taking turns that I didn't necessarily expect them to. Back when I started this sort of 3 or 4 weeks ago, re-engaging with specialists now that we have certainty. You know, and some of it's making me question my own. It's not really, because I never really struggle making decisions, and I kind of know what I think is right, but there's the kind of objective stuff of, you know, this is what you should say. And so what I'm thinking about here specifically was there's somebody else I met a while back who would also be truly wonderful. You know, now his particular concerns are that he doesn't feel able to commit for a very long period of time because of circumstances around his life. And, you know, again, so you're saying, well, get somebody on the team who's very clear that they may well leave, you know, within a year, and you're a new hospital, and is that going to be very helpful to you? Or say, well, you know, this is all about uncertainty anyway, and kind of like, who cares if you leave within a year? That's fine. We're a startup. We're flexible. We understand. You know, and I think it's also. So in some ways, the right thing to do would be to say, oh, no, you know, we're not going to take people that are honest enough to tell us that they might leave within a year. But on the flip side, those are the kind of people we want because they're honest. And, you know, the reasons he might want to leave, they're not about, you know, someone might pay me more money. They're kind of personal reasons. And I totally respect that. And it's totally cool. So, you know, there's all these kinds of different things going on and everyone's got their own life story. And yeah, it's definitely very interesting. I think it would be incredibly difficult to do this if you were having to talk to somebody else about it as well. Like if I was having to check with someone else what I should be saying in these situations or something, I think that would be virtually impossible because it would just become a kind of swamp of, you know, whatever. But I've said before, incredibly comfortable with uncertainty. Very willing to be flexible. We're a startup and it's all about our ethos and our philosophy and our culture, you know, to be creative and flexible and all that kind of stuff. So the bottom line to this little ramble is that it's going to be interesting to see where we end up in September in terms of the landscape of our specialists, who they are, what kind of shift patterns or contracts they're on, where they live, all that kind of stuff. But the one thing we all know is that all of these decisions will be made with the absolute backdrop that, you know, patients and people have to be cared for, and that is the bottom line, right? So that bit's not up for discussion, and we all know that, and that's not going to get compromised. It's really just what kind of a solution are we going to come up with? And as I say, I think it'll surprise even me. You know, I wouldn't have said I would in the last 4 years. I kind of sat there and thought, right, we're going to have a mix and match of different things going on, but hey, that's entirely appropriate. The other thing before I want to wrap up was I had an experience today where, you know, one of the things we're very focused on at Ralph again is about integrity, right? And we have our way and we try and do what we think is right, and it's not up for compromise or, you know, negotiation or whatever, and it's certainly not up for greed. So I had an experience today, I won't go into the details again, but where somebody had basically asked somebody to do something that was going to compromise the Ralph way, if you like. And I kind of said, well, we just don't do that, you know, and if you don't like it, then we can discuss it further, but that situation is not going to change. And it's interesting to me, and I don't say this in any kind of brash sense, it's interesting to me because all these things are fine in theory, you know, and it's when you actually get tested on them that you have to, that you kind of have to walk the walk, right? And obviously, I think we're going to get tested on these principles and our policies in terms of what we think is right and the way we do things, probably quite a lot in the future. And having this unwavering position, which is whatever you might think of our position, it's not going to change. These are our values, this is our culture. You know, that's where I think it really becomes a real test of your authentic commitment, and is where I think a lot of people can fall down on quite quickly and easily. And of course, if you're, especially if you're very busy, if you're very stressed, you can see why those things can potentially get traded off quite easily. But you know, for me, it's just like, well, you know, I don't do stress anyway, so that's kind of cool. But just having the self-awareness and the detachment at all times to review everything and say, well, how does that work according to our principles? You know, and I was thinking about this earlier, I was like, viewing every decision through that lens. I'm not sure how many people actually do that. It's what we're trying to do, and it's what we're focused on doing. The challenge, of course, is getting lots of people in your team all at one go, and getting them all to understand what that lens is, and understanding where your safeguards are to make sure that you do deliver on that promise. It's not going to be easy, but that's the that is the vision, that is the promise. So, yeah, cool. It's been a bit of a rambly episode, to be honest. I'm just having a stream of consciousness out loud to you. So, you know, I hope there's something interesting in all of that. Cool. So tomorrow, yeah, a few hours at home. Gonna go to the gym, hopefully. Gonna go to the supermarket, hopefully. Got some more stuff to do. Need to sort of write some requirements to update our website. So we've got a kind of fairly, it's a nice looking website, but it was always meant to be temporary at the moment for the hospital. It's gonna stay like that, but it needs updating in terms of the content. And then it'll stay like that for at least a few months. And then once we know all about our website requirements for the hospital, we'll have a sort of newer and better one built, if you like. Gonna make some progress and work on our share option scheme. Definitely gonna do that. A whole host of emails that have accumulated again. And yeah, various other things, but it's all good. And then Thursday, as I said yesterday, I've got a really long day and a really early start. It'll be a really good day. It's all about recruitment, really. Different people, but yeah, so all good. All right, thank you for listening as always, and I will catch you again tomorrow. And in the meantime, take chances, be compassionate, and live in a beautiful state. Cheers, bye-bye.